Isaiah, chapter 65. I'm inquired of by them that asked not me, I'm found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto rebellious people, that walk in a way that is not good, after their own thoughts, a people that provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens, and burning incense upon bricks, that sit among the graves, and lodge in the secret places, that eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, that say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, yea, I will recompense into their bosom your own iniquities, and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith Jehovah, that have burned incense upon the mountains, and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I first measure the work into their bosom. Thus saith Jehovah, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth the seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains, and my chosen shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. But ye that forsake Jehovah, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for fortune, and that fill up mingled wine unto destiny, I will destine you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, he did not answer. When I spake, he did not hear. But he did that which was evil in mine eyes, and chose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be put to shame. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall wail for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, and the Lord Jehovah will slay thee, and he will call his servants by another name, so that he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from mine eyes. For, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad, and rejoice for ever in that which I create, for, behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and there shall be heard in her no more the voice of weeping, and the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build, and another inhabit, they shall not plant, and another eat, for as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labour in vain, nor bring forth for calamity, for they are the seed of the blessed of Jehovah, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that, before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith Jehovah.